Morning. You ever have one of those I don't really feel like it moments? This week, I had a car to work on, and I really didn't feel like it. I sat there in my shop on my little jazzy scooter, and I stared at it. And I thought, man, I really don't want to do this. It wasn't anything difficult. It wasn't anything I haven't done a million times. But I thought, man, I really don't want to do this. Then I thought, but if I don't do it, who's gonna? Now they could have taken it anywhere else and got this done. It wasn't like something super difficult that I had to do. But me being human, I just sat there looking at it and thought, well, let's just do this. Let's just do it. Let's just get it over with. And we've all had times like that when we had something we had to do, whether it be a job or a task, and we really didn't want to go through with it. We didn't want to do it. May have been hard, may have been easy, but we just didn't want to do it. But at times like this, my mind almost always goes to Jesus Christ praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 36. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and became anguished and distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to the point of death. Remain here and stay awake with me." Going a little farther, he threw himself down with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "So couldn't you stay awake with me for an hour? Stay awake and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will must be done." He came again and found them sleeping. They could not keep their eyes open. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same thing once more. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is approaching and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, my betrayer is approaching." The Garden of Gethsemane reveals the deepest glimpse of Jesus' humanity. Shows that he was just like us. Now, I'm not comparing what he was about to go through to me putting brakes on a car by any means. But when I look at the little things here on earth that I think I don't want to do, all I think of is what he went through, not wanting to necessarily, but did it anyway because he knew he had to. We don't see a stoic superhero marching unfazed toward death. We see a savior who feels the crushing weight of mortality, anxiety, and sorrow, just like we do. As we prepare our hearts for communion, let us reflect on how Christ's experience in the garden mirrors our own human struggles and how his ultimate victory provides our salvation. In the garden, Jesus experiences profound emotional distress. Matthew writes that Jesus began to be sorrowful and troubled, telling his disciples, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." We know this suffocating weight of grief and dread and mental anguish. Jesus did not mask his pain. He felt the full agonizing spectrum of human emotion. He understands your deepest anxieties because he felt them in his own body. Three times Jesus falls on his face and prays, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." When facing suffering, sickness, and hardship, our immediate human instinct is to find an exit. We beg God to change the circumstances. Jesus did not desire pain. His human flesh shrank back from the physical torture of the cross and the spiritual weight of bearing our sin. He proved that Asking God for relief is not a sin, but a natural expression of our humanity. Jesus repeatedly returns to his closest friends, Peter, James, and John, only to find them asleep. He asks, "So, could you not watch with me for 1 hour?" In our darkest moments, the people we love often fail us, leaving us feeling isolated and abandoned. Jesus desired human companionship and support in his hour of grief. He experienced the cutting sting of being let down by his closest friends, yet he extended grace to their weak flesh. The ultimate turning point of Gethsemane is the transition from human desire to divine submission. Nevertheless, not as I will, but you will. Our human nature fights for control, comfort, and self-preservation. Jesus surrendered his human will to the Father's perfect plan. He drank the bitter cup of God's wrath so that he could offer us the cup of blessing instead. As you take the bread and the cup today, remember that we do not serve a distant God who is a stranger to human suffering. We serve a Savior who wept, sweated, trembled, and felt lonely in a dark garden. The bread represents his body, a real human body that felt every lash of the whip. The cup represents his blood, shed willingly because his love for you overcame his dread of the cross. Examine your heart and bring your anxieties to him and partake in remembrance of his perfect sacrifice. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, thank you so much for the example that Jesus gives us. Thank you so much for his willingness to go to the cross that day so that our sins could be forgiven and that we could be with you in heaven someday. Be with us now as we remember that in the way that he left us, as we remember his body that was beaten and his blood that was shed. And we were on his mind the whole time he did it. He knew he was the only one, Father, that could go through this. He knew he was the only one that could take care of our sins. And I'm sure in his humanity, as he knew what was coming, he didn't want to have to go through that, but knew he had to. Thank you for that example for us in our lives and the little things that we think are troubles in this world. Help us to remember that he went through much, much more because of his love for us. Thank you so very much for Jesus as we remember him now. It's in his name that I pray.